Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Keith
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's American Horror Story After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's American Horror Story After Show.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ, you scared the living daylights out of me. The show or the song? The intro. Good evening, AfterBuzzers. We are here at the AfterBuzz TV studios doing things the way things always should be done with Bing. I am your host for the evening, David Skifflity. If I'm the only one you recognize from last season, that is because all the other hosts from last season have jumped ship. We are joined with new faces to American Horror Story, not just new faces to
just like
AfterBuzz.
It's just like the series.
It's a lot like the series.
Just like the series.
Same creators, different people.
And David is a nun this time. It's crazy.
I know.
I don't know.
Well, let's go around the table, introduce ourselves. To my left, we have
Stephen Lemieux.
Across the table,
Jackie Borowski.
And
hello, everyone. I'm JC Rubio.
What? This is very formal. Very formal. We are doing American Horror Story Season 2, Episode 1. Welcome to Briar Cliff.
Does anyone else think Briar Cliff? I know that they don't say where it is except for East Coast.
It's Boston.
It's Boston.
It has to be Boston, yeah. Because he was like, in the beginning, he said, we drove to Provincetown to get married.
Right. And then everybody has a Boston accent.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I picked, the accent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right off the bat. And so, initial thoughts on our return to American Horror Story. Is it better than Season 1? Is it going to live up to Season 1?
It's hard to say right now.
I know that it is. It is.
It's hard to say because the first episode has so many things that they just throw at you, and you're kind of like, it can go this way or it can go that way.
To add to that, I was underwhelmed because I was overwhelmed, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
like,
I was
underwhelmed by the episode because I felt like they were, like you said, trying to do too many things at once. Mm-hmm. It was like they're bringing in so many plot lines, and still, you know that they've left out things because you know that they've left out major characters already. And so I was like, oh my gosh, where is this going? What's going on? There's way too many.
Was it because of the edits? You think the way they edited the episode compared to what we saw last year, which, because they interviewed Ryan Murphy about it, and I guess tonally it's totally different. Like last year it was more like it was slower, the cuts were slower, and now it's like just cut after cut after cut, and it's supposed to keep you off balance.
I think that's paced by the writing. I mean, in the writing you have introduce this character, and then in the clip we get for the next episode, there's still more characters to be introduced. And so you're like, what? And they each have a story. And there's so many themes going on that all I was thinking the whole time is this better all tie in. Otherwise, I'm gonna be mad.
Well, it eventually is going to have to come together. I mean, it did last season. They did sort of the same thing to us where they introduced characters as the season went on. And like halfway through the season, we got new characters and stuff like that.
But I didn't feel so bombarded last season. Right. This season, I felt like someone was just punching me in the face repeatedly.
Well, it is a different genre
than last season. Last season, it's still like, I think they were expecting most of the viewer base to be the original American Horror Story. Because last season, they really lead you into it. They don't that kind of baby you into the series a bit for the first two episodes. This one was like, oh, you've seen American Horror Story before? We're going to throw this at you.
I disagree.
Really?
I think they were banking on, because this is their highest rated show so far.
Yeah.
And I think they were banking on.
For FX.
For American.
For the series.
I was talking for the series.
Okay.
This is the highest rated show for the series.
All right.
And so I think that they were hoping to get not only the old audience, mm-hmm. but a whole new audience as well by A, marketing it in a different way, and then B, having a throw-at-your-face marketing campaign, which I guess does match the pace of the episode because it's the same kind of in-your-face, in-your-face.
Also, you have to expect by putting in someone like Adam Levine in your first episode and promoting
right.
it so much, he's right. been on The Voice now, his fame has only grown to right. newer and better.
Well, you've got
right.
hot guy
so,
and
you know.
Hot girl, like, opening up the episode to draw people in. Like, new-faced hot guy, new-faced
hot girl.
Who was
the girl?
Jenna Dewan.
I'm just kidding.
I don't find her that attractive either. But,
I'm not a
know.
Big fan of her either. Sure, she's a pretty girl, but just not my type. For some reason,
I think she peaked at Step Up.
I think so, too.
Let's just put that out
I didn't
there.
Even see Step Up.
Damn.
Do you think she met her husband?
Through Step Up.
Unnecessary roughness.
Wow.
Yeah, that was kind of mean.
5 minutes
yeah,
into
Yeah, Jackie.
She peaked at... Yeah, what if we get her on the show
that.
Now, Jackie? Yeah.
I'm sure kidding. She's a wonderful person. I just think her face looks like an alien.
Whoa! Well, that would go with the series.
Yes. Speaking of...
Unnecessary roughness!
Come on!
Phil, can you have, like,
Phil
a penalty box for Jack, perhaps?
Phil is button happy.
He is.
He's
I am too, though. It's fun.
Nuts with his buttons.
Have you ever felt the power of... Anyway, off topic.
Anyway, completely off topic. Let's jump back to our season premiere. And since we're on the topic of aliens, we might as well talk about what happened
aliens.
To Kit. What's his name? Kit
Walker,
played by Evan Peters.
First off, I think he's doing an amazing job.
Incredible.
By the way.
Incredible.
I think with the wonderful thing about having some actors from the old cast is I feel like you really see a person's acting chops when they're compared to their old roles.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so when you see he's picking such subtle and amazing differences between the characterizations that he's doing, it's not like he's blowing you over and he's in your face, but he has picked such a subtle and wonderful characterization that I'm like, oh, this guy's good.
What differences, as opposed to Tate from last year, what were those choices? What did you see that was different? I'm still trying to pick it up. I'm sorry. Call me the...
Well, Tate,
the
I mean...
First off,
was,
he has a Boston accent. Okay,
yeah.
let's begin.
Let's put that out there. Tate also was
there.
Like a complete psychopath.
Right, Tate, and
Kit
you,
is not.
You kind of... it's interesting yeah. because of the choices he makes. Whereas this year he seems more wide-eyed and innocent about the things he's okay. saying, about the movements he makes. Whereas last year you were like, oh, he's got shifty eyes. There's something creepy
he's
going on behind what he's saying.
I'm with you.
You agree, Steven? You said that we think he still may be psycho. It's too early to tell. We do know that the good guys are now the bad guys are now the good guys, supposedly, according to...
There's always going to be twists and turns. It is a Ryan Murphy show, and
right.
from what we learned from last season alone, things are going to change on our perspectives of these actual characters.
Correct.
And who we think they are, and who we think is the lead isn't going to be the lead, who we think is going to be the actual storyteller won't be... We're just going to have to wait and see. It is only episode 1.
Yeah. I don't know. His character is very... It's similar and different at the same time. You're right, though. We are going to need to see more than one episode to see where it goes. But the beginning, he is very... I can see the first season a little bit in him, especially in, like, the scene with his wife. Like, that just screamed when he was with...
Violet?
Yeah.
I disagree.
Really?
I disagree.
I thought it was completely different.
It was completely different because when you have sex with some kind of like weird latex dressing guy, the movements are a lot different. The investment in his relationship, I feel, is clear in this.
Why
and I feel like Kit, when he was making love to his wife, he was in love
with her. Yeah, he was in love with
and
her.
And Tate was more infatuated with Violet, as
right.
it was yeah. like a different type of
that's a fair point
of
yeah.
love.
It's a different level of development,
right?
Too,
he was
because
like
Tate's like a high schooler.
Her.
We're assuming
yeah.
that this guy is an adult.
Yeah, like probably like his young 20,
right.
you know, early 20s. So
right, he has a job. He's old enough to have a house and be married. So it's
speaking of which, him being married to a black woman in the '60s mm-hmm. is one of the first political things, I would think, that they did throw out to us, putting an interracial couple in the 60s being like your opening, I thought it was a very interesting way to introduce this character and who he is.
Well, especially as a when person. They don't really introduce that he's in that relationship. They mostly just reference it with the three guys who go into the mechanic shop.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What was it, like Wood something? Or
Bill, yeah. His friend, his kind of frenemy, Billy.
Yeah.
He talks about him getting a maid.
Exactly. Frenemy. So it was like kind of a reference. I was like, what is he talking about? And then you see her and you're like, wow, that no wonder he was so pissed off and immediately like grabbed the gun out of the guy's hand like after saying something like that mm-hmm. about his wife. But they don't know it's his wife, do they?
But I'm wondering.
I think they do.
I'm almost positive
that they do.
I don't know.
Because he said, let's tell everyone.
It's a small town. It's a small town.
Yeah, it's like
things
he's trying to hide it, but you know.
Yeah.
Okay. You know
that they
know. I feel like that's the situation. It's like, it's small enough where you know, but it's one of those things that's like not said.
Do you think she's going to come back?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I
don't.
You don't?
No.
Really?
I think since we already dealt with ghosts in the last season, that there's no reason to...
But maybe she's abducted by aliens.
She got killed. They explained
that
she was like.
It could have been a body that was left there, or
that's
somebody
true.
Else could be wearing her skin when she comes back.
And that's what turned me off. It turns me off so far about this season. I'm more into the supernatural.
Yeah.
And it feels a little outer limits to me this season with the whole sci-fi, with the. I don't know if you guys caught. You saw that he was actually. He got an anal probe from the alien.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Oh my God. Really?
It was like the feeling of watching. Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. You're like, oh no!
Oh yeah,
aliens.
Yes,
oh.
Yes. But it's not like it's like such a cliche of aliens. You know, you're not seeing something new.
Well, it is a 60s reference
That's
to an
true.
Alien. It's
That's
not
true.
A modern day reference to aliens or what we would think aliens are. So we have
That's
to
true.
Keep in mind when it is taking place.
Right, and they had the space race going on at that time, so there was an obsession with aliens and
right.
and space.
What they do a really good job on in this episode is they have the whole mental motive behind things, like with the nymphomaniac. Like it's a disease of the soul. It's not an actual thing. She's just a harlot. It's like
we're both looking for our quote.
I think everybody is. I think my favorite quote so far was just when she says, "All monsters are human."
Yeah, that was
which
yes,
is
really powerful.
Pretty incredible.
Well, Ryan Murphy, in an article I was reading, he said an asylum is a place for the unloved and the unwanted. So he's playing on those kind of like mm-hmm. mental imageries. Mm-hmm.
I love it when the doctor was like, "Well, she still thinks she's in the charge."
Right. My favorite line was, "She's harmless," and then she drowned her sister's body and sliced her ears off.
Oh yes, with pepper. What'd you guys think of pepper? Oh my gosh, it was the
pepper.
Pepper, the first person that Lana Winter saw.
Her name?
Yeah, her name is
okay.
Pepper. The one who sliced the baby.
One who sliced her sister's ears off.
Yes.
Yeah.
A haircut
Sorry.
Can do a
her
lot
name.
To make you creepy.
Oh my gosh, yeah, she. Whew.
But I think that's again. Oh, it's playing on your senses of like what is and what isn't. And mm-hmm. she had decided because the way the girl was acting that she was like, "Oh, she's harmless," and then she's like, "No, not really."
Well, speaking of who is harmless and who isn't harmless, Dr. Arden versus Sister Jude.
Oh, I love the doctor.
Who do you?
I'm excited about the doctor.
Who do you think's crazier?
I think the sister is crazier.
I think the doctor's
really?
Crazier.
I'm with you, Jackie. Yeah. What do you think, Jackie?
I think the doctor is more sadistic, but the sister is crazier.
One of her quotes was, isn't it that the...
But isn't manipulation like a form of insanity?
Oh, then I must be crazy. No, Jessica Lange ended up telling Dr. Arden that the woman would always beat the alpha male. She said, I forget the quote, it's towards the
patriarchal.
End of the
episode. Oh, yeah.
Yes. So that lets us...
The patriarch or something. Yeah, she said... Yeah.
See, my thing is that my feelings about Sister Jude is I think she's more blinded by her faith.
Yes.
As opposed to being a nut job. And I think that Dr. Arden, on the other hand, is completely insane.
Right.
He's a man of science.
People disappear. They get sliced up. They get dumped in the woods.
Hey, they get fed to something in the woods.
I know.
Ooh. Which we still don't know what it could be.
Yeah. Well, there's multiple things.
But I bet it lives in that room, and I bet that was the room where he stuck his hand into.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, if it lived in the room, though, why would he be feeding in the woods? That's the thing. So I'm thinking there's multiple,
there's
like, different things that he's doing.
Yeah.
Like all the patients that have mysteriously died who have no family, you know, she made it seem like there's been multiple. There have been four.
Four from the past night.
Well, right.
And we still haven't seen, we haven't heard much about Bloody Face in the 60s one. We've only seen it in the...
Kit is Bloody Face.
But we don't know that.
Wow. Right. That's
what they're referencing him as, though.
Because that guy who was Bloody Face was seemed a lot bigger.
Yeah, they're saying Kit is Bloody Face. They're trying to pin it on him, but like... who he really is, like, they haven't really brought up
anybody.
Ooh, man.
Yeah. Do we think Adam Levine is dead? You brought that up in the...
His acting
was. Oh, yeah, they're...
You know, he didn't have to do much.
Unnecessary roughness. Much.
But sorry. I feel
I know,
like...
Why didn't he get that?
Because I actually got it last time. I just blamed it on you. I think that Adam Levine's character, unfortunately, probably is coming back only for viewership. They wouldn't have given us... three separate times.
But see, he brought up the point that, okay, first off, he's listed as a guest star.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then, secondly, he brought up the point that maybe he's too expensive to keep on for the whole...
I don't know about that.
I honestly just think that they're going to be like, they're going to use it as the whole, he's dead, she gets killed by Bloody Face, oh, let's investigate who was here, and then they bring the new people
in. He's not too expensive, and I'll tell you a reason why. He would do it for scale. Do you know what? Because he wants to... This is a perfect opportunity for Adam Levine to transition into...
He's already been cast in a film.
Yeah, so... But, I mean, working under Ryan Murphy and... Come on, think about it.
But TV's not as prestigious.
TV is actually, like, where everyone's moving towards now.
Everyone is...
TV is more
only because that's
demanding.
Where you make the money.
Yeah. Money. Well, it's secure.
If TV wasn't a big thing, Dustin Hoffman and Steven Spielberg would not be getting into it.
Yeah.
Doing luck.
Steven Spielberg's show got
canceled. Historically, though, I do mean historically, though, television wasn't like...
This you is, are right, historically.
This is a very recent...
Development.
Right.
Because this show has a lot of really huge actors for not being an HBO series.
Right. That's very true.
Okay.
All right. Very, very true. But you can do us all here a favor at American Horror Story. If you're not already subscribing to us, subscribe. Tell your friends. Stop being creepy.
This is the American Horror Story after show.
It's the tone of the show.
Exactly.
I know, right?
You should be talking like this.
Wonderful. Tell your friends. Download us.
I don't know why you think I'm scared.
Great.
I'm scared. That's why I'm hiding behind you, Rocky.
I thought that was, you need help or something.
Well, that's beside the point, but... You were saying about iTunes.
That was a free shoulder massage.
No,
you
it's out
take
there.
It get it.
It's done.
Subscribe. Let us know. You know, send us your comments. It helps keep the lights on, and we'll answer your questions back, guys. So please subscribe.
It helps keep the lights on.
It helps
on.
Keep the lights on.
Womp, yeah. Womp.
Hey, we're in the 60s. Come on.
Moving on. I don't even know what I want to talk about.
Did you know Dylan McDermott's going to be a guest star?
I did know that. Dylan McDermott is returning.
So they have a cast of 50,000 people.
I mean, they did the same thing last season. We have to sort of keep in mind that we do have to give this show a chance. Because I felt like season one, the viewership was a lot smaller at the beginning. And it only grew as the season continued and people started hearing about it. And Jessica Lange was getting such praise. And... It's one of those shows that you have to go along for the ride and you have to think about it like an entire film.
Usually.
As opposed to just episodes of a series or a season.
I didn't get to talk about this, but for me, the difference between season one and season two is in that first episode of season one, I was invested. By the time they got to the credits, I was creeped out. I was wondering what was going to happen next. With this season opener,
I was kind of waiting for it to end.
I didn't feel it. That's why.
I agree with you on that.
I'm sort of with you. I'm not sure if they're either losing their steam with the whole theme of this type of show or if they're waiting to give us the better stuff.
I do think it's a good theme. I do think it's a good theme because I think psychological terror is terrifying. And I think the problem is the way to get someone invested in something is to give them a lot of information about one thing rather than 15 million pieces of information about a bunch of different stuff.
Right.
Because you're not going to be invested if you're seeing like person A, person B, and you don't know too much about them. You're like, why do I care?
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole thing is the problem is that if they're going to model this season after last season and at the end of it, beginning season three, assuming that there will be a season three, we'll start another genre of horror film. They're going to have to stop introducing things and get to the point of the of the show.
Right.
Because they don't have that many episodes, because FX has, what, 13 episode seasons?
Well, maybe they were just trying to get so much information out in the first episode so they can focus more on it. There's one thing that I've noticed about this season that has promise. What do you think of the alliances that they've been kind of forming? Because they have the doctor and that one...
And Sister Eunice.
Sister Eunice and the doctor.
Yeah, but Sister Eunice goes from side to side. She goes wherever she's needed.
Exactly. So they have a character that goes wherever she's needed. Then you have the doctor who's on the direct side. And then you have Monsignor and...
Well, it's science versus religion. Right. So.
Of course, but when you have science versus religion and then you have something that neither can explain, that's when the lines are blurred and people end up in different areas.
Well, the doctor can explain it. He just hasn't yet.
You know, and you're saying what cannot be explained. I mean, you're suggesting something supernatural.
Well, I'm suggesting that they're not really going to...
But they're not going to have that this season. And Ryan Murphy,
I mean, like
himself.
The aliens. Like, they're not going to be able... Okay. They're not going to really explain the aliens. Because if they did that, it would just kind of... I think it would probably ruin...
But this doesn't mean we can rule out monsters. Because there are monsters.
But what I'm saying is people are going to be switching a lot. I think... why can't I remember his name? The kid, Tate.
Uh-huh.
Kit. Yeah. I think he's going to be one of the doctor's cronies. Because I think the doctor... He's,
turn into it?
Well, no. I mean, he's got the... He found the chip in his neck with the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something only the two of them know. And the doctor can't disbelieve him after that.
But you don't think it's going to be patients versus, like, inmates versus people who run the asylum?
Oh, no. There's always there's patients versus people who run the asylum.
Because now he was also friends with that the French girl
Grace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now what I find interesting is her name alone, Grace.
Grace.
Yes.
So what is that going to mean for the? Is she the one that's going to save Kit? You know, things like
or
that.
Or is he going to be the one to save her? Or are neither of them going to survive?
The thing about her that I find fascinating is she's probably the only person in the cast that you're like, that person's not crazy. And so you're like, she's going to be really crazy.
The most crazy.
Yeah, she's absolutely. Probably the most crazy.
Yeah, there's something off about her, especially like most of the characters in the show interact with somebody else in some way. She only interacts with Kit.
Oh, so is this going to be Sixth Sense?
Like, in a way, it feels that way because
people.
She's in places she
that
shouldn't be.
That would be too much like last season.
Right.
And I don't think they'd venture into that territory.
But see, here's the thing. Do you think the aliens are just people from the future? Maybe they're just time travelers.
Adam Levine is going to be an alien on American Horror Story. We heard it first here at AfterBuzz.
Our wheels are spinning because we don't know. I mean, if fans know, people that are watching, let us know your theories, what you think. Because literally, you can tell we don't know.
That's some imagination you've got.
Thank you.
Thank you, Phil.
Oh, Phil.
So what about the politics in this? I feel like they're bringing up politics because we have an election coming up that is, some of the themes are reflected in the current election.
I think it is a lot of just Ryan Murphy and who he actually is as a person.
That is true, too.
But I don't think that it hurts that an election is coming up and they're throwing stuff out there. But
I just hope this doesn't get, like, I used to love Glee.
Mm-hmm.
And then Glee got very gimmicky.
Yes.
It started to...
The episodes were based on
They were all based around socio-political issues, which it's great to have socio-political issues in there, but you can't let the issue become the story instead of the story having
issues.
Also
a show for children.
There is unplanned pregnancy. I do not think that's a show for children.
We have not.
Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Okay.
Oh. What do you got
come
for
on.
That,
there's lots
she
of like crazy
season one.
Oh.
Anyway, we have not talked about the reporter.
I would not let my children watch that.
Lana Winters?
Yes, we have not mentioned her yet.
I know Sarah Paulson. Obsessed with her.
Really?
She's great.
I think she's amazing.
She's great.
Fantastic.
I think she's incredible, and I love that she's actually playing a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
That was
where some of the politics was thrown at you.
One of my favorite scenes of this episode was actually her interaction with Clea DuVall. Mm-hmm. Just that scene where she supported her about her going to Briarcliff.
Mm-hmm.
No, because it was a complete, like, the other side of the coin between Jenna Dewan and Adam Levine. I believe them. I believe their relationship. I believe the love that she had for her.
I agree.
Has for her.
Yeah, but we're also talking calibers of actors in comparison.
There's
You're like, two really good actors, and then two...
What did you think of the kind of... The kind of back off at the end where when she's talking to her, she's like, everywhere I can be is all because of you. And then she ends up in the asylum because of her. It's like, oh.
You know, it's like one of those things. It's the 60s. Do you come out as a gay person in the 60s and then lose your job,
right.
mm-hmm. lose your home, probably get run out of town?
Of course.
The 60s, possibly go to jail. I think they picked the 60s, though, because it was such a, like, hot political era. Yeah. You have, like, Vietnam War. You have all these, like, socio-political issues going on. You have the space race. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of very fascinating historical things, especially happening right in the middle of the 60s where they put it, so...
Right. I mean, so what would...
But then you contained it all in this one space, which is also fascinating.
You're explaining, like, crazy stuff to me.
I like when they bring the politics of the 60s into it, but when they try to bring current events to, like, right in your face, like, with her talking, signing the paper, like, but you're not a family member. You don't have the rights. Like, that's a very current political issue.
That is
but
true.
It is,
but
like,
I feel like a lot of these
just,
are still current political issues.
Correct. That's what I'm trying to say. I mean, it is, like, one of those issues that, even back then, it was a political issue.
Do you think we could lose viewers? Actually, because of the time period that it takes place, for the most part,
no, because these reflect on current political issues.
Yeah,
because okay. Yeah, I've just seen other shows that go to different time periods, and people really don't tune in. It seems like
Mad Men. Are people not watching Mad Men anymore?
That's one.
Well, the good ones avoid the racism.
What's that? I'm sorry.
The good ones avoid the racism. Like, they have a little bit of it here. Like, they just have, like, the maid comment and everything, but they don't focus on it. So when you're going to do a show in the 60s. You're going to lose viewers if you just focus the whole show on, oh, yeah, we're in the 60s. We're going to make women barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen.
That's what Mad Men does, and it's a huge draw. I'm not defending it, but I'm just saying that people will watch. People will watch. People like the thing that people like is controversy. People like watching shows with controversy. And it just so happens in a lot of Ryan Murphy's stuff, the controversy happens to be more sexual to me than anything else.
Which reminds me of the scene with Monsignor and...
That was awesome.
Yes, and Jessica Lange's character. She was hot! Oh my god. I was in shock. I forgot that
Why
she was...
Why were you in shock?
Well, because...
She's Jessica
Lange. Don't you remember last season she had, like, a teenage boyfriend?
Right. And she had, like, her bosoms up to here.
I still remember her from King Kong when she looked like that. And now she's a little more seasoned. And just to see her just... Well, no, she's a little older, you know, and she...
You'd still tap that.
Absolutely. Twice on Tuesday. But seeing her in that red little...
Thank God it's Thursday.
What was that, David?
Nothing.
No, but just that... Because Ryan Murphy did say that this season was supposed to be a lot more sexual than last season.
Well, I mean, it seems like if you... The minute you go into an insane asylum, you're, like, checked in, you, like, are rabidly masturbating nonstop and having sex with everybody and anybody.
But here's the other interesting thing, is she's going around, like... yelling at the people who are masturbating, saying that mental illness is really just people's, like, desire to sin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you have this person who has a wild sexual fantasy about her boss, basically.
She's good on the outside and maybe a little evil on the inside.
Well, it's like she is still susceptible to the rules that she holds other people's high standards to.
Correct. Because she is human.
Right. Mm, and that's why I found that fascinating, because it's like we get to see her human side, her crazy desire.
Yeah.
So do you think she'll get it on with the Monsignor?
I think she'll try.
No.
I don't think so, yeah.
No, I think she'll try.
No, I don't think she'll
even
try.
I think it's going to just remain like one of those things that's in her head.
It's like they add it to create the intensity between them, but I don't think that she's ever going to act on it.
What if he has those same thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think he does. He's going to turn out to be a homo. I'm putting it out there. Okay. It's Ryan
You've
Murphy.
You heard it first at AfterBuzz.
It's Ryan Murphy. We have a lesbian couple. There has to be a gay guy in it.
A gay priest. Oh, that would
There's
be political.
Be something, right? Has to be something.
Oh, my
God. What is, you mentioned the word gay. Phil pops his head up.
Oh, that's her from King Kong.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there we go.
That's beautiful. If you're not watching us on... whatever you're watching us on.
AfterBuzz TV.
They're called computers. TV.
whatever it is.
YouTube.
There's a picture of a young Miss Jessica Lange.
Phil, will you keep that picture up for the rest of the show?
Monkey hand.
Wow.
Oh,
come on.
Damn.
We're not talking
there
about
that. There is a lady present. Thanks.
They took her off.
Yeah, they took her off the screen.
Did any of you, when they first panned to the gas prices, were you like, oh?
I actually didn't catch that.
I didn't even notice.
30 cents a gallon.
It didn't even cross my mind to look
and
at
I
the gas
prices.
And I
feel like that was another like little political thing, because that's the first shot you see of the 60s is of the really super cheap gas prices where you've got the like handy helper gas man. And I was like, oh.
I don't know if that was so much political as it really is like a simple image.
You don't think gas prices are a political issue?
No, it is, but it's a really... It's kind of a brilliant writing technique because it sets the scene and the time period without having to even explain anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't need to be like, oh, here's an old car. Oh, here's an old motor. Gas prices. Oh, they're 30 cents. This must be in the 60s.
Right. But remember, the customer was outraged by the prices, as we are today.
I know, exactly. Okay, that was another... I was like, oh, this is so interesting. It's already political. Did you also notice how in the asylum... So, first off, we're in a contained space. Like, these people can't escape. So, it's like a symbol of a prison, the prison of your own mind. Mm-hmm. And in the prison of your own mind, the staircase is just a spiral that goes up. So, it has that...
Stairway to heaven.
The stairway to heaven is what they call it. What do you think of the music? Is there a significance to that music that's going to be coming back throughout the season?
That was the score from Carrie.
Really?
That was the score from Carrie.
All right.
Look at you.
I read.
I wish they would bring in some of the music that they had in the previews.
Oh.
Que sera, sera. That was what was in the previews. They had this wonderful, old-timey, cutesy music that just was very jarring with the scenes, and I wish they would have brought that in. I guess they might.
They might. You never know. They might surprise us, as they always seem to do.
They might throw in some newer music, too, because we have the present-day thing. I'm wondering where they're going to go with that. I really don't know, because they haven't provided any real story for present-day.
Right. Well, and you would with a flashback, you would assume that you are... Usually when a flashback is set up like that, you are the character in the present time, so you're either Adam Levine or Jenna Dewan Tatum, and this is your experience of the past. So you're you are them essentially, but it wasn't set up correctly if that's what it is.
Well,
which is why I just don't understand it. No, because they don't intercut enough.
No, but what if we're trying to figure out who the narrator of the whole story is this season?
Right.
Could it be just Bloodyface?
That would be
very possible.
That would make more sense.
I don't think so.
But that would make more sense.
Because that ties it in.
Because
you're right.
There's only really a couple cuts where they compare, where they distinctly compare now and then, when she's running down the hall and then they switch back to the 60s. I feel if they were the narrators, we would get more of those images.
Which is why
I don't understand their function.
I mean, they used the opening of each episode to explain who the new ghost was or, what was going to be going on in the episode. And I feel like because this opener sort of came back to us twice throughout the episode, it is going to be something that's going to continue on throughout the season.
It's just so far, it goes along with the thing I was saying at the beginning. It's so far, it doesn't give us much information.
Right, it doesn't.
Because there wasn't enough time when you're throwing in everything else.
No, so doesn't it pique your curiosity?
It does, but not in a way that's cohesive. It doesn't give me enough information to be like, oh, I'm hooked. It gives me enough information to be like,
what's
WTF.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
speaking of piquing your curiosity... Here at AfterBuzz, we have a great new fall lineup.
Oh,
how about you tell us about that, David?
I know nothing about it.
Really? Well, I know a lot about it. We have some amazing shows coming out every week. We do over 50 shows a week here at AfterBuzz TV. You can check out us on iTunes. Be sure to subscribe or Twitter us at AfterBuzzTV.com AfterBuzz TV to find out more about the shows we do. We do Dexter. We do American Horror Story, of course.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Vampire Diaries later on tonight.
And don't forget Brittany and X Factor, baby.
And can we find any of you guys in any other shows, too?
I'm on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Vampire Diaries later tonight.
X Factor. Oh, there we go. Plugging our own shows.
Yeah, come on.
But definitely check that out. Sorry about piquing your curiosity.
And on that note, I think we should jump to a quick commercial break, come back with news and gossip, and go into predictions for the season.
This is how long David's been here. We don't do commercials anymore.
We don't do commercials.
I want to do a commercial.
No commercial.
I hate you, Phil.
Billy Mays here with another
TV news. Oh, any news and gossip? Do we
they
have?
Don't yes. Do commercials?
We got a yes.
No. See, I'm not the only one, Phil.
We can talk about.
I've been here that long too. Apparently,
Dylan McDermott.
Here's what
back.
We do. Fans didn't like commercials.
Right.
We listened to the
I
fans. We got
sorry,
rid of
fans.
Commercials. Look, that's right. We listened
David
to
and
fans.
I are teasers, apparently.
Yeah. There's no commercial because Phil hates me. Look, Evan. Emma Roberts and Evan Peters get artsy in LA. Emma Roberts and her boyfriend, Evan Peters, stepped out on the Art of Elysium's Genesis event powered by Ciroc Vodka in Los Angeles this past Friday. Inside the event, the couple, who both will star in the upcoming film Adult World, enjoyed cocktails and happily posed for photos.
How long have they been dating? 0.25 seconds?
I don't think that long, because a while... Because
wasn't she dating Cord Overstreet yep. and then everybody else
mm-hmm.
in the world?
Anyway, now she's dating Evan Peters. She is a lot like, I feel... like her ex-boyfriend who dates his co-stars.
Matt Damon?
Mm-mm.
I'm not picking up on this one.
I can't remember his name right now. He's an English actor. He was in Magic Mike.
Channing Tatum?
Alex Pettifer.
Alex Pettifer, yeah. Yes. So Alex Pettifer and her did a movie together when they were really young, and they dated for a really long time. And then they broke up, and then she did something with Cord Overstreet and started dating him. He did something with Diana Agron, and... they started dating.
That
I
was
mean,
Glee.
It's like, what?
Wasn't he in Glee with what's her face?
With Diana?
Yeah.
No, he was in I Am Number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like the two of them will end up back together.
Okay. Just putting that out there.
Okay. Relationship advice.
Relationship
with David.
Advice. Alex and Emma, get back together. You're meant for each other.
We got more news?
We do have more Yay. News. American Horror Stories, Jessica Lange. Did she have plastic surgery? She has been reported by Radar Online to have undergone a good deal of plastic surgery over the past few years, according to the expert celebrity plastic surgeon Dr. Anthony Yoon. Lang 63, who plays Constance Langdon on American Horror Story, which is not true anymore, looks very different than she used to, according to the doctor, who describes Lang's transformation from how she looked when she starred on Tootsie with Dustin Hoffman in 1982.
Oh, it's a good thing that they're picking something from 1982 to compare her to.
I know, but what do you... No, they're saying that she looks... As having aged as a woman, she would have looked differently
I'm okay
now
with that.
Than
okay.
she would
I'm
then.
Okay with that because she hasn't redone her face to the point of looking like a bizarre alien.
Yeah. No, because she's still...
She looks age-appropriate, and if she wants to get a chin tuck or an eye lift, a I'm fine with
this
that.
This is Hollywood.
It is Hollywood. I don't mind. I think
slippery
she looks great.
Slip.
I love her.
She looks great, and she doesn't
do
look
no
overdone,
wrong.
So I don't really care.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it I don't blame people for doing the stuff they're gonna do. Why not? Like, right?
It's only when they start to have creepy face that you're like, okay, stop.
They start looking like a cat.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
That's your AfterBuzz TV news and gossip.
I have.
What do you have? Who's? I just said that.
After I have the costume.
Look at that.
Yeah.
If you guys are looking to be something, if you haven't found your
Halloween
costume, this is available for you.
It's a latex. Or no, polyester.
What is it? I doubt it's latex.
All the guys here are gonna wear that
this
for
cost?
Halloween.
You're making me horny.
It's polyester. How much did this cost you?
Well, I get credits on Amazon, so I got it for like $20.
Wow.
See,
look
you
should
have put it on.
Did you buy it through AfterBuzz TV?
I did not. So I did not make Phil Svitek 5 cents.
Is it stretchy? Have you
tried it on yet? I have not
tried
it on yet. I didn't want to take it out of the package because...
I imagine that it's going to be very large.
Did you bring condoms?
Yes.
Yes, we did.
It is a condom.
This is a condom. It is.
And if you don't want to go this route, you can always just go to your local sex shop and buy a latex suit for yourself.
Or...
It'll be the best sex you will ever have.
Probably not.
Did anyone realize that the scientist, James Cromwell, also has latex gloves?
Yes.
Ah. I was like, ooh, nice
the
touch.
The running theme.
The 22-year-old like virgin
so,
is in the house.
So, really, Steven, you're saying this, why? So, giving people ideas for what to wear for Halloween?
Exactly.
And
I mean, this can be anything. Okay. You can be
or
the
you
rubber
be
man
the
with
creepy,
a sombrero.
You
can
be the
rubber
creepy
man.
Eyeball lady, too, from last season. The maid eyeball lady.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
They
do have that costume.
She is also coming back.
Yes, she is.
This season.
I love
Frances
her.
Frances Conroy.
I love her.
She will be back.
No, because I want to find out when we're going to see that white nun.
Oh, yeah.
The one that's in all white, their face is white.
Yeah,
it's
just like
it's just
one of those things for the promos.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think that's going to be like...
I think
it's
we
a
can
promo thing.
predict when we're going to see her?
I mean, we might as well jump into predictions for the rest of the season.
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
Rest of the season? I don't even know what's going to go on next week.
Exactly.
Well, I mean...
I'm just kidding.
We can have our assumptions, right? That's why we call them predictions. Where would you like to see the season to go? Let's say that.
I'm just, like I said, I'm still crestfallen that it's not moving. I want Supernatural, so I don't know. I really, I'm still lusting after season one, and I can't get past it, literally.
Time to move on.
Yes.
Jackie.
Bitch, yeah, shut down.
It is not season one. We actually can't compare them to each other
because
they
different
are
entities.
Very different entities.
The only thing we can compare is the acting.
Correct. No, we can't even do that.
No, I... But
you can.
Oh, my God.
No, yes, you can. Okay, so as far as the season goes, what would you like to see?
I think that the aliens are really going to be time travelers from the future.
Oh, you're putting that out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Time travelers from the future. I like it. What do you think?
I just think, like...
Hey, I have ideas. Don't it? Mock
it's
me.
It's a prediction.
I'm not mocking you. I'm
We're
saying
allowing you to have it, your prediction.
If
it's
it just
fine.
Turns into that. Welcome if to American Horror Story Season 2, Aliens from the Future. In the 60s.
Jump
with
the shark.
She didn't say aliens. Exactly. She said time travelers.
Time travelers.
Yeah. Exactly.
I said from the future.
I think
future.
They're actually
the
people. And because when you see... Whenever you see those movies where people try and travel, people always think that from the past, the people from the future are aliens because they're dressed differently.
It's true. H&M. That's very true. And there could be like a stamp, like a...
Maybe we're also going
place.
To see some, like...
I don't know how to explain it.
Maybe we'll see some characters that come in with, like, a goatee, and then you see them without the goatee, so they have, like, an evil one, a good one.
Okay, that's...
That's a really...
I stand by my idea.
I'm being
from
an
the
ass.
Future.
I'm sorry.
I stand
that's
by it.
That's a really great prediction.
I'm going to hold on to my prediction until the end.
Actually, I'm into
now
it.
Now you're out
I'm
of control.
Into it. You're out of control.
No, there's something that you mentioned last week that maybe should be brought up, that Ryan Murphy said that there was going to be one huge... colossal
twist at the end.
Yes,
it wasn't Ryan Murphy though. It was the girl who plays the cheerleader.
Oh.
Ryan Murphy didn't say anything. Oh, okay. It was the girl who plays the cheerleader, and she said there's an opportunity for me to come back because there's a giant twist at the end, but I have not yet been asked back. So you take that as you will. I take it as aliens from the future. Bam.
Interesting.
Damn.
Where do you go with that one,
David? I'm gonna have
I like that you're on my Aliens from the Future
think
team.
About it. If I remember correctly, that music really fell. Come on. What are you doing?
Oh no, I'm sorry.
if I remember correctly from last season, I didn't make any predictions on the first episode. I waited. I
Wrong
you.
Answer.
I hate you.
We need to know. Come on, David.
I have to wait until
episode
two.
Oh, come on. You wanted me to say something. Come on.
I really don't have any predictions as far as what might be happening. What I would like to see and what I think is going to happen, I think this year Sarah Paulson is going to be nominated for an Emmy.
I would hope so.
Because I think she's already, episode one, doing an incredible job.
Yeah.
And from the small clip of what we saw, what's going to be happening throughout the season, she's going to be, I think, our quote-unquote breakout star.
Yeah.
I think we might see some characters that are only figments of an imagination.
Sure.
As we move towards who the story is actually in the person of.
Yeah.
Right.
And remember, Dr. Arden said that the devil is in the front cortex of the mind.
Yeah.
So that everything is made up. So that's why it could be scarier than last season. So
can't wait for our first lobotomy.
There we go.
Wait, what if the whole thing is just created in someone's
exactly.
mind?
Yeah. That's what I thought all along. So.
Well, I mean.
Just like everybody
we did
dead.
Something last season where we compared each episode to a horror film.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going with it being created in someone's mind, it's not a horror film, but watch it anyway. It's kind of really stupid. Sucker Punch takes place in a mental institution as well. And everything sort of happens in one character's mind. And it involves, like, lobotomies and all that stuff and cute young girls and strippers.
Really hot girls.
You know, it's entertaining for a second. it's not scary, but...
If you're a straight male, watch Sucker Punch.
It's fun to watch.
I haven't seen it.
I'm just going to put it out there. Just watch it.
Nice.
It's fun. I enjoyed it. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you all next week here at the AfterBuzz TV studios. Yes. Have a wonderful night.
Subscribe, tweet us, follow us.
Where can they follow you?
Oh, they can. You can follow me at The Everyday Man.
Jackie?
I'm at 123Jackie_B.
Steven?
I'm at Steven Lemieux.
And I am at You Can Call Me Skiff. That's the letter U, can call me Skiff.
You guys have the weirdest Twitter name.
I hate you, Phil. Have a good night.
Bye. From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.